Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, January 13th, 2010. We, of course, are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, two regular listeners, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net because that is our goal, and along with instructing in these messages. Today's message is titled, The Power of Example. And the text is from 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. Paul's word to Timothy and to us.
Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity.
Last night I came home after our chaplaincy visits and sat at the desk to do some office work. Our dog Roxy began to nudge me and even began to bark, which is a rarity. She was looking out the window at the time and I couldn't figure out what was going on, but went over and looked out the window and realized that she had been watching a raging fire up the road from her house. Short time later, I heard sirens and then Jerry and Sharon, her neighbors, stopped by to tell us that her neighbor's barn was on fire. It was a sad sight to see. I could see the large barn fire from our front porch. Fire departments came from all over. According to the newspaper, 15 fire companies from 3 different counties. We could also smell the smell of fire in her home.
Well, with ashes still smoldering early this morning, friends and neighbors pulled together to begin the unpleasant task of cleaning up what the fire destroyed. A number of cars were parked in the pasture across the street as the volunteers were hard at work during the cleanup. These men put their own work aside so they could labor on behalf of the farmer. It's a fine example of what people can do to help bear another's burden. This farmer happens to be a committed believer, and we share an interesting story about his family in a footnote below our message today.
Paul writes to Timothy about being a good example. His advice to Timothy is sound for those who serve Christ at any age. It's sound regardless of whether our service is carried out in a pastoral or other vocational ministry role or as a layman. The first part of the verse is puzzlesome. What does Paul mean by young? Well, Paul first met Timothy at the beginning of his second missionary journey as recorded in Acts 16, verse 1. Timothy was already a disciple at that time and joined Paul and Silas on this missions trip. We would thus presume that he was a young adult at this time, which was about 50 A.D. 1 Timothy was written about 63 A.D., so Timothy was likely at least in his early 30s, if not older.
The Apostle Paul knew the importance of example. Paul had earlier written to the Corinthians in chapter 11, verse 1, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." Well, surely Timothy had seen Paul's example again and again in his many years of working alongside him. And now he was to pass that example on. Several years ago, Stephen and I came across this statement, "Some of the greatest truths in life are cut and not taught." Well, I believe this is seen in this illustration that we share today about the barn. Many of the men involved in the cleanup of the burned out barn are younger men. It's likely that some of them prayed with their families for our neighbors who suffered a tremendous financial loss when their large barn caught fire. Perhaps they heard their dad making phone calls to rally others together and then saw him leave the house this morning to help clean up the burned debris. When he comes home, they'll smell the smoke from his work clothes and see the soot on his person. Maybe their mother contributed toward the large meal needed to feed the volunteers. The parents don't have to lecture about what it takes to be a good neighbor since they modeled it. What are our family members, co-workers, or other associations catching from our actions today?
A powerful and essential form of discipleship is merely following the godly example of a more mature believer. In the daily text, Paul, passing on the spiritual torch to the next generation, wrote, and it was our daily text, I will quote it again, "Set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity." For each of these, we want to share a descriptive phrase and a scripture verse today.
Wholesome speech.
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. That's Ephesians 4, verse 29.
purpose-filled life.
For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope. That's Titus 2, 11 through 14.
Demonstrable love.
Great statement taught by our Lord. In John 13, 35, by this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
Overcoming faith.
This is the verse I used in yesterday's encouragement, 1 John 5, verse 4. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith.
And lastly, God honoring purity.
And in each of the above, I've merely stated a scripture, but what a moral cesspool that we live in our present land. And I'm sure it's true of any land where this is being listened to or read. It's getting worse and worse. Call to moral purity is needed more and more. Scripture text supporting God-honoring purity is 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 5. But each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God. Well, I hope you consider the power of your example for either good or bad to those you are called to impact.
Let's pray together. Father, it is only in following you that we can be a godly example of wholesome conversation, purpose-filled living, demonstrable love, overcoming faith, and God-honoring purity. You know our failings are many, and we so often fall short of being the perfect example we'd like to be for those we love the most. So we make it our continued goal, our earnest prayer, to point them to the only perfect example, Jesus Christ, God made manifest in the flesh, so that they have a vibrant living relationship with him. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you for joining us today. Again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our material is posted on the web each day on our website at dailyencouragement.net, and each message is archived as well. Just use the previous message feature, but this is the message we have prepared for January 13th, that's Wednesday, January 13th, 2010. Typically, we've posted a couple suggested songs. Today's are songs about servants, and we have one called Make Me a Servant, a Maranatha singer song, and one titled I Offer My Life to You. We do have several photos up today of the a burning barn. Well, one up of the barn just from our porch yesterday as it burned. It didn't take nearly as dramatic as it really looked, about a mile away probably. And then one Brooksine took this morning, actually a stair ticket, didn't she? And they had to step out and drove right by the farm and saw the men cleaning up. But our main featured photo today is kind of interesting. We took it yesterday in the course of our chaplain work as we entered Intercourse, Pennsylvania. Yes, there is such a town. And we came upon some interesting traffic, an Amish horse and buggy pulling a small trailer with two small black calves in it. They must have been transported. So we see some interesting sights. Well, thanks for joining us today. May God fill your heart with encouragement and give you a desire to recognize how important your example is.